Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
As today is my little man's 7th birthday. So happy birthday, Ollie. I love you, bro.
Woo!
And every time we come back, it is going to be a different one of his quote-unquote favorite songs.
Okay. I was wondering where this song came from.
Yeah, this is one of his favorite songs. Every morning when we drive to school, I try to introduce him to new music. So I introduce him to a new song, and then I ask him, all right, what song do you want to listen to? And he always picks of like one of three or four songs.
Okay.
And this is one of his absolute favorites that we have listened to numerous times.
It's called Amnesia?
It's called Amnesia. It's from either a game or a show, Garden of Banban. And he loves it. He can sing every single word of it. There's a couple songs from there that he sings all the time. They're actually not bad. Like, I catch myself humming this song.
Okay.
So that is what it is. So every song you hear today has got a story about it connected to my little man, as it is his 7th birthday today. So
very nice.
Congratulations to him, because when the show wraps up today at 11 o'clock, he was officially born at 11:14 a.m. on 2018, Monday of 2018. So happy birthday to you, bro. Hope you're having an amazing day, man. And we are going to have an absolute blast tonight with everything that we are going to be doing, including this weekend, because we are taking him to play some video games and stuff, going to the arcade and everything, because that's what
nice.
He wants to do. So let's talk about that. That's the fun things that's going on. But we also got serious stuff, you know, could be some fun things, depending on whose seat you're going to be sitting in.
Look,
coming up on Saturday.
I would say that you would celebrate this like a birthday. If Ole Miss could get the win on a Saturday against this Georgia team, I think that they would be celebrating it the same way you're going to be celebrating with Ollie today. And joining us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline is a guy that hopes the exact same thing. He wants to be partying. He'll probably be partying regardless. He's a very fun guy. And it is Ben Garrett from Rebel Grove on 3. Ben, how are we doing today, sir?
Branded back to the Ole Miss Spirit. So next time I'm on, Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit Ben will make sense. Happy birthday to Ollie.
Thank you,
Mine are 9 and 13. My girls, I was just relieved to know that he isn't obsessed with Pink Pony Club like them. So that's good to hear.
No, my wife has tried to put that one on him. I mean, that and the girls. And
no!
There was one morning, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things you want to wake up to in the morning. Like, you've got your alarm set on your phone. How about waking up in the morning and one of your daughters, through the little baby monitor, you start hearing them sing that song? I literally just stared at my wife and go, this is the worst way to ever wake up in the morning. It's the worst
you
way.
Say, I love you, hon. You're my moon and stars, but also you did this.
Yeah,
this
yeah. Absolutely. I blame you for this now. You need to put another song in their
like
head.
Like Cat Stevens' Peace Train, you know what I mean? Just something really easy listening. But no, we're singing about strip clubs at 9. This is insane.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't know what it means. They just like that whole Pink Pony Club. They love it. And I'm like,
Look, it's adorable, but it's horrible at the same time. But what makes it even worse is that I hear people singing this at their weddings as well. And I'm just like, all right, party girl.
Is this where y'all met? Is this y'all's origin story? What is this? Like, come on.
I mean, all I know is that weddings are supposed to be for like Tupelo Honey, Into the Mystic.
The Pink
Pony Club is running its course.
No.
Pentatonics. I'm fine with some pentatonics.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw in any of that stuff.
No, absolutely not.
Regardless, people can do what they want to do. It's all good with that. But Ole Miss is looking to do what they want to do against the Georgia Bulldogs this weekend. But we got to talk about last weekend first things first. Was this a prime example of a trap game? Because Ole Miss looked like they did not show up. And Washington State, on the other hand, looked like they were ready to win a game. Talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it was definitely a sleepwalk of a game. It wasn't just I would call it a trap game only because, you know, you're coming off the high of LSU in a bye week. You got Georgia and Oklahoma coming up. And DJ Shockley was on my podcast, you know, earlier this week, and he said the same thing. As a player, it's no matter how much you try to say, all right, every week is 1-0, take every opponent seriously and all those kind of things, it's really hard to not look past. And, I mean, look, Ole Miss even said as much. Lane Kiffin said as much. I mean, they'd started on install for Georgia the week of Washington State, you know. So I don't think it was so much looking over an opponent, but everybody kind of going through the motions. They almost got. Washington State, man, I give credit to their fans, man. I mean, they travel, they care, and they filled up their section and bought Hemingway Stadium. They were into it the whole time, and it was really cool to see Washington State really play their tails off, put a scare into Ole Miss, but Ole Miss was the better team, was going to come out with the win. I don't think we can really read too much into it, even though it was a 24-21 win, other than, yeah, they were sleepwalking through it. But, you know, there are some things that they still got to get better with in order to really believe going into Georgia and then Oklahoma. And even, like, later on down the road, Florida can give them a game. Mississippi State can give them a game. And if the things that cropped up in that sleepwalky game against Washington State shows up against these teams, those teams can bury you pretty quickly. And that's where Ole Miss, I think, understands that, you know, last week you just want to survive in advance, so mission accomplished. Certainly not the product of on the field that you want to put out when everyone's getting paid buku dollars to go out there and put out a good product. But, you know, it happens. It happens with football teams. And until you let one game, even though you won, beat you twice with Georgia, you kind of wash it and just move on to the next one. I think they're ready for the Bulldogs.
No doubt about it. And you look at what Trinidad and Chablis is doing right now for the Ole Miss Rebels. Last game, he had 253 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was perfect pretty much throughout the day. And you talk about the buku dollars. Talk about how it is for a kid that doesn't expect to be a star right away. For Trinidad, he comes in from a smaller school, D2 program, and now he's starting to light things up and now possibly has a starting spot on this team moving forward into the future. You know, is there a way you can kind of reconstruct some contracts, or you got to kind of wait for those NIL offers to come in from the companies around the Ole Miss program?
Well, a lot of it with the new rev share piece is he's taken care of. It's not like he's working for free while Austin Simmons is driving around in his Mercedes SUV. You know, the rev share ensures that these guys are being compensated fairly. And obviously, NIL opportunities have become more and more for Trinidad over the course of his starting tenure. But I think last week was a good example of how this quarterback situation isn't completely settled law yet. Yeah. Because – you know, Trinidad really started slow. I think he was 5 for his first 11. He was 1 for 5 on game-changing throws, which are those charted throws of 20-plus yards. I mean, it was less about missing than not even giving his guys an opportunity to make a play, not even give them a chance to make a play. But he really rallied and I think completed 11 straight passes and ended up with a line that looks really efficient with 20 for 29, 253, 2 touchdowns. But what's concerning about that start was that, you know, one thing that Trinidad had always done better than Austin Simmons was protect the football. And an ugly interception that he threw got wiped off the board because of defensive holding on the other side of the field. So he got a break there. It just, if you start slow like that against Georgia, I mean, you're going to be looking up and it's 21-0, right? It's 14-0. If you're giving the ball back to them in plus territory, things that were happening against a team against Washington State that you can kind of, you know, withstand the punch. That's not going to happen at Georgia. So he has had a great start. You know, he's going to start this weekend against Georgia. You hope to see more of the player that really was setting college football on fire those first 3 starts, including the LSU win, then Washington State. But I, like I mentioned to start this thing, I mean, I think everybody, even Trinidad Chambliss, who is really done, you know, really been one of the best stories in college football. Washington State was one they want to forget, learn the lessons from, survive in advance, but also know that effort isn't going to win you many football games the rest of the way. Well, and, you know, that includes him, too, especially if he's not going to protect the football. But so far he has, and like I said, that one got wiped off, and his legs are elite, man. And if he can – if Ole Miss – like, one thing that really was startling to me is how Washington State eliminated that part of his game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, really took him out as a runner. I mean, he was not efficient in that way. These are the type of quarterbacks – you know, the elite traits as far as runners and the compact build, the Russell Wilson types, the Jeremiah Masoli types, the Blake Sims types. That's what Trinidad is. These are the types that typically give Kirby Smart defenses trouble. So that element of his game, the ability to run and run efficiently, I'm going to be watching out for that, because if he doesn't, it could be tough for Ole Miss, and there could be more questions about whether or not it is Trinidad Chambliss' job long term. But for now, he's done nothing to lose a job or anything like that, and Ole Miss is still extraordinarily excited about what he can be and what he could do this weekend in Athens.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week? I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Well, and you mentioned the things that give Kirby Smart trouble, but also you're going into an atmosphere that you also just mentioned that, you know, you struggle out the gate and it's 21-0 and that crowd's going crazy and that stadium's vibrating and it's just a whole different world going on the road like it is. I mean, these guys, I mean, I guess, could you compare it to Florida last year when they went down to Gainesville? I mean, obviously LSU is always LSU, but how do you prepare these guys for what is going to be like their first true real road test in an atmosphere where they're going to go in and they're not going to be able to hear themselves when barely in the huddle if they do huddle?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a group of veteran guys and a coaching staff that have been through these wars before, to where they know how to mitigate that. You know what I mean? They know how to approach that and to attack that. You know, they're probably going to have to do some silent counts and stuff like that, but they go fast enough anyway, and they're used to running silent count and quick stuff that it really shouldn't affect them all that much. The number one thing is protect the football. And really make those – when those impact plays are there to be made, make them. If you can turn the opponent over defensively, they just haven't had those kind of game-changing plays either. You know, as far as protecting the football offensively, that's a no-brainer. But on the defensive side, getting your hand on the football for an interception, creating turnovers, be it through fumbles or game-changing plays like sacks. Ole Miss against Washington State, bad as that game was, finally started getting home on some sacks. Cam Franklin, who is emerging as an All-SEC caliber player on Ole Miss's defensive line, got his first sack last week. Made me look smart because I said, this is the week for him. He kept getting close and close, quarterback pressures and tackles for loss. But getting that sack, getting that goose egg off the board was really important for him. And now I want to see or you need to see for Ole Miss more from Santarian Perkins, the preseason All-American who doesn't have a sack. Led Ole Miss, tied for the Ole Miss leading sacks last year with 10.5 sacks per game, I mean, for the season. And this is a guy who they've kind of done to him what LSU did to Harold Perkins. When it was his time to go to the NFL in the third year, they wanted him to play him at the position he'd be playing at the next level, really set him up for best. But really all that's done is muted what he does best, and that's rushing the passer. He's doing more linebacker responsibilities and dropping back. You need Santarian Perkins just like LSU has learned its lesson and rushed Harold Perkins, let him do what he does best. Oh, you need to see more of that from Santarian. So that's another thing I'm watching this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, I think the environment is something that a veteran team, like if you're not used to it by now at this level, even if it's just going to Kentucky, mm-hmm. even if it's just – I mean, because Kentucky can be a sneaky tough place to play. If it's the Florida game last year, like these are all going to be tough places to play. The number one thing is can you execute? And Ole Miss against Washington State just did not execute in a way that is required for this Ole Miss football team to really consider itself a national championship contender. If you go into this weekend, however, and you play that ball control offense with that running component at quarterback with a defense that's being opportunistic, yeah, you can beat Georgia because Georgia is as gettable as it's been in the modern era, right? They've already lost one game at home for the first time in 7 years, right? The crowd will be tough, but like at the end of the day, parity reigns in college football. You just got to execute. And I think Ole Miss would tell you to a man that everybody sleptwalked last week. But even more than that, just the poor execution was inexcusable against the quality of, I mean, Washington State, they played their butts off and their fans showed up, but it should have never been 24-21. You start like that against Georgia, buddy, they'll bury you under the bus. Mm-hmm. So I think Ole Miss is well aware of what they're walking into.
And I think Georgia also understands what they're going to be getting into on Saturday as well. Ben Garrett from Rebel Grove on 3, as well as Ole Miss Spirit, joins us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And last year, I think a lot of people forget that Ole Miss totally took care of Georgia. Georgia comes in to Ole Miss and they leave and they hardly play any football. I mean, come on now. 28-10 was the score last year. Going into this season, of course, it's a little bit different looks from both sides. Jackson Dart's gone on top of that. Quarterback Carson Beck's down in Miami now. What's the difference that we're seeing, and why do you think Vegas is throwing all of these points towards the Bulldogs to win this one? 7.5 currently is the line, but what are you thinking that might totally flip that line around?
I think the most important thing is the playmaker. I mean, I think it speaks to it. Like, Ole Miss is really solid across the board, and what made them so good is, like, the overwhelming competency. They weren't turning the ball over. And they were making it really hard on opposing offenses. You had to use a lot of plays and drive a lot of fields to score on this, even though they weren't getting turnovers. Well, now you're at that place in the season where it's put up or shut up time, where those things are going to make or break games. I don't want to speak for Vegas because Vegas always knows something. Yeah. And I know it opened at like 3.5, and now to be at 7.5, and the money to be betting on Georgia tells me that a lot more people are buying into the warts that showed up for Ole Miss against Washington State that are than are actually there right now. You know, uh-huh. I'm not saying Ole Miss is about to walk into Georgia and win the game, but I mean, this is a coin flip. If Ole Miss plays as it did against LSU, Georgia and LSU are very similar in many ways. You know, like Ole Miss matches up actually pretty well against Georgia, but Washington State was a red alert, and not just because it was 24-21 or Washington State was winning or at one point, or that they had the ball with a chance to go tie or win at the end of the game with a minute left. It was the sleepwalkiness of it, and that is just not the product you need to be putting on the field at this point in the season. And if that is more what Ole Miss is than the standard that they thought they had set for the 4 weeks prior to that, then, yeah, 7.5 seems about right, because that just shows a team that, yeah, they can get you, but what do they really do well? What Ole Miss did do well for the longest was run efficient offense through Trinidad Chambliss and those elite legs with his traits. Kewan Lacy, one of the best running backs in the country, let alone the SEC, and his missed tackle rate being one of the best in the NCAA, and a defense that makes it hard on the opposing offense. It was just too easy for Washington State. It was just too easy. And if it's if you allow it to be too easy against Georgia, like I said, they'll bury you under the bus. So this isn't the same Georgia. This isn't the same Titanic situation you're walking into that you have to overcome. I mean, if you go play quality football, you're going to be in that football game. If you execute like you're supposed to, you're going to be in it to the very end, if not leading a team that you're quite frankly shoulder to shoulder with in terms of competency. But you just can't, like, they have to do some things to change change games, like those big game changing plays that you just haven't seen enough of. So I think it's a fair enough line. I mean, look, Ole Miss coming off what they went off of, Georgia feeling a little bit better about themselves. And yeah, if Ole Miss starts slow, that's 7.5. That's 7.5 will look right. You know what I mean? But if Ole Miss comes out and does what it had been doing, which is, you know, scoring its opening possession, really make it hard, but death by 1,000 cuts defensively, all those kind of things, they'll be right in that one, and you'll see it closer to the coin flip that I think it started out as.
Ben Garrish joining us right now from the Ole Miss Spirit. You can follow him on X at Spirit Ben. And if you look at the SEC rankings right now, Ole Miss is at number one. They've got a tie with Texas A&M and tie with Alabama as far as wins in conference are concerned. But on this day, October 15th, 2025, do you think that today Ole Miss is better than Texas A&M or Alabama the way they're playing?
I would say Alabama's playing better than anybody. All these teams are flawed. I mean, you could throw them all into a bucket and pick one and make a case for them. Mm-hmm. And I believe that to be true. Parity reigns in college football. There are no good teams, no great teams, no dominant teams, and that's exactly what everybody wanted when they went to this new structure. The NIL and the structure, the transfer structure, the everything that has changed in college football has led us to a point where Ole Miss can absolutely stay with a straight face. Yeah, Ole Miss could go in and beat Georgia. You know, go into Athens and beat Georgia. Or Alabama can lose to Florida State and everybody say, well, it's over. Kalen DeBoer screwed, and they can be playing the best of anybody by week 8. You know, Ty Simpson being an emerging quarterback and probably the Heisman front runner right now playing really good football. I mean, I'll probably put Alabama ahead of them, but Texas A&M need to still see a little bit more out of Marcel Reed. Like what they're doing defensively. But like all of these teams are gettable, every single one of them. I mean, if you're Texas A&M, if you're Ole Miss, if you're Georgia, pick your team. Each one of them can say, well, yeah, that they do this, but look what we do, right? There's no team that's standing up head and shoulders above anyone else. And I think Ole Miss is probably not playing as good as Alabama is right here today, but certainly I think they're on the same, contention place or contention tier as Texas A&M. And even if they played against Alabama, which they don't, that would be a coin flip like game too. So, yeah, I wouldn't put Ole Miss as the class of the SEC or anything like that. But if Trinidad Chambliss settles back in a little bit, you know, this is a team that was ascending, and everyone, I mean, they went from number 13 and everyone's saying, well, they hadn't beaten anybody, to number 4 in a week after beating LSU, which, what does that really mean, right? Yeah. How good is LSU? But I think we're going to learn a lot about that contention status this week. They can lose this game. Hell, they can lose to Oklahoma next week, even though I don't think they're going to, and still make the playoff. But what kind of showing you put out there in Athens, I think is going to go a long way in determining all that. So more than anything, it's just about playing well, because last week was just not acceptable. I mean, Lane even said it after the game. You know, he told me straight up, he was like, we get paid a lot. The kids get paid a lot. That ain't the product we're supposed to put out there. And if you put that kind of product out there against Georgia, man, they're going to get you. So, yeah, I think Ole Miss is absolutely top 5 in the SEC, if not top 3 right now. Only one of only 2 undefeated teams in the SEC left, with Texas A&M being the other one. But if you're looking at trend meters, man, I think Alabama's trending better than anybody. And Ole Miss is kind of stuck in neutral until we see what it looks like against Georgia. You don't want to put too much into Washington State, but also you don't want to dismiss it either. And so that's where this game's really big. You want to win it, obviously, for all the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you go in there and play well and lose, everything's still in front of you. And I think it would actually add more legitimacy to your contender status than being undefeated after Washington State, if that makes sense.
No doubt. No, it definitely does. And, of course, the rest of the schedule, I don't know. Obviously, it gets pretty difficult. Oklahoma right after this one, South Carolina. But a majority of these games going to be at home, even against Florida. But Mississippi State at the end of the season right now, looking like a lot of fun, sitting at $441 just to get into the building. So this one, it's not as expensive, but $200 to get a ticket to watch Georgia and Ole Miss, I'd say it's probably worth it if you're going for your very first time. So definitely going to be keeping an eye on this one. And everything is right in front of Ole Miss. Even if there is a close loss on their hands, I still see a playoff berth arising for not just them, but a majority of some of these SEC squads. But regardless, Ben, always great to have you on, man. It's so fun, and you give us all the intel we need, and you probably gained some Alabama fans as well with your kind words to the Crimson Tide. But let the people know where they can find you online and on socials to keep up with all thing Rebels.
Yeah, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Foot of On Three, at Spirit Ben. If you want to listen to my daily podcast, search Talk of Champions wherever you get your podcast. This is what we do, man. We just talk about Ole Miss. We want to be the best Ole Miss online community you can find. And if you can't get enough of this dumb ginger Shrek ranting and raving about the Ole Miss Rebels, we'd love to have you for a dollar at the Ole Miss Spirit. You know what I mean? Come hang out and ask whatever questions you got. But, yeah, big weekend in college football, man, and I'm excited about it. I mean, we're in a golden age of college football, guys.
I agree,
outside of the $200 you get into a game when it used to cost six to sit in the end zones, this is a golden era for college football, and this weekend shouldn't be any different.
No doubt about it. Awesome. Ben, appreciate you as always. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Always great talking with Ben Garrett from Rebel Grove on Three, as well as Ole Miss Spirit. Guys, go and check out his work. But I am looking forward to this game. It's definitely a must-watch, and like he said, even if there is a loss in the future for this Ole Miss squad, I still see a playoff run. It'd be their first one of the season. Last year when they faced off against Georgia, Joe, they already had two losses against teams they probably should not have lost to.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.